Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front. Have to be from the home front because I did something like unbelievably crazy to my computer 2 days ago. I have to tell you, I don't know what I was doing, but somehow or other I was distracted for a second, and I hit something on my computer, and it put in some update, and all I can say is my computer's too old for the updates. So, my goodness, I'm going to have to take this stupid thing in and figure out if they can use my time machine and my hard drive backup and take it back, like, to May. And then I'll be okay. So silly. And I have to tell you, it's like I'm pretty good with the computers, and I cannot for the life of me figure out how to turn back the time on this stupid thing because I don't know. And as it stands right now, it is done. If they don't fix this, this is the end of it. So I am in need of a new computer right this minute. OMG. So annoying. So I called up Apple and I was like, listen, I have a question. How do I do this? And like, you have to pay this first. I'm like, listen, I'm not paying anything first. I have a question. So now it's like, oh, I don't know. They don't let you do anything unless you know, I have to tell you, maybe they're really smart, maybe they're really stupid, but you can go and buy any kind of a PC for under $500, and you cannot get a new Mac or any kind of a Mac product for under like $1,000. It's just, they are just, I wish I had stock in them when my brother started buying stock in them. And now it's like their stock is so ridiculously expensive. Ugh. So annoying. So annoying. So anyway, the weather. Well, I would have to say that summer has been popping its head out like a weasel. In and out, in and out, in and out. And just not, you know, who knows? It's just so crazy. It's just, the weather is so crazy. It's like you need a jacket during the day. Sometimes you don't need a jacket, but you need a blanket at night. Who knows? I have to tell you, not sure. You know, what are you going to do? Crazy, crazy, crazy. But I'm going to Florida in July. Yes, in July, because everybody, all the snowbirds come here in the summer because they want to get away from the heat. Well, I want to get into the heat. That's all I can say. Give me the heat. I am ready. So, I don't know. Crazy as it is, the whole thing is insane. Hasn't been, well, there you have it. Anyway, so what have I been doing? Well, let's see. I went to Bushwick on the weekend to go and look at gallery space, new gallery spaces, because I'm looking for a new gallery space. Excuse me, studio. So I'm looking for a new studio space. And so I went to Bushwick on the weekend because it was their open studios. And I have to tell you, honestly, it was a zoo. There was so much foot traffic. There were so many people. It's like they really, really have it down pat. It's like every person on the planet was in Bushwick. Now, there's good and bad to this. So they had like tons and tons and tons of people. But the artwork is not so great, and the spaces are really expensive. So I don't understand how these people are affording these spaces. Now, one or two people are smart enough to say that they're sharing. So the studio spaces average in two of the buildings I was looking in are like 550 square feet, which is actually quite a lot of space. But when you walk into the room, well, listen, you know, my studio space is way smaller than that. And so you walk into the room, and it's a good sizable room. It's nice. It's comfortable. And one room, there was like seven people sharing. And all I'm thinking is like, how do you fit seven people? I couldn't do that. That's too tight for me. But it's like you have two people sharing a space. And I don't know. I guess it's the way in which you break up the space. But it's really hard to share a space. But here's the thing, okay? So even if you're sharing space with one other person and you're splitting the rent in half, I'm still paying less than those two people are paying together, you know, half and half. and they have a window, and there's, I don't know, it's just crazy. The spaces are ridiculously expensive. That's all I can say. Ridiculously expensive. And these are like mostly, I'd have to say the average age. They were young. I want to say like, what is it, hipsters? So late 20s. And I'm thinking, how are they affording these spaces? It's just, I don't understand. To me, that makes no sense. So, I don't know. I don't know. It just makes no sense. I don't get it. So, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, how do you just go and, you know? So, what are you going to do? It's like, it's already better. I don't know. I have to tell you, the whole thing is just, it's disheartening. It's like, is it a safer neighborhood? You take a ride, you're on this one road, what was it? I think it was Troutman Street. And it's this really, really long road. And now here's the funny thing. Guy that came into my studio, the five people that trickled in every hour, you know, here it's like there's so much foot traffic now. Okay, so here's the smart thing. They have all these galleries, and all the galleries were open. So people are coming to see the galleries. So you're going to see gallery openings. And then all the buildings around Bushwick area, they're painted. They're really beautiful. It's like they've beautified the area. But you drive like 10 minutes or five or six blocks in one direction, and it's like it's not so good again. So it's coming up. I mean, Long Island City was not so good for a long time, and now it's better, but they're building like crazy everywhere. So I just don't understand, where's the break, you know? I don't know. It makes no sense. So I don't know. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. I don't know. So that's what I'm thinking. So I have to take my computer to a stupid Apple Genius Bar. Genius. Ha. I have to tell you, I plugged that stupid thing into my computer, and it's so frustrating. I don't know what the heck I did, but there was an update. I tried to undo it. I deleted some stuff, and now my computer's like all kinds of like loopy. My iPhotos are all, everything's gone. Everything's a mess. It's a mess. And my hard drive, my external hard drive has everything, and I don't know how to access it. That's the problem. So you buy an external hard drive so you can back up your computer, but when you need to access the stuff that's on the external hard drive and you go to open it, you can't drag it back and say, okay, can we reinstall? How do we do that? You go to the time machine and it tells you, oh, yes, go. And then it doesn't give you the option to go back more than an hour. I'm like, what the? So crazy as that all is. It's just, it's insane. So I went dancing Saturday night. Actually, I have to say, I've been pretty busy the last couple of weeks. And I went dancing Saturday night, and I hadn't gone dancing in, God knows, dog's age. It feels like at least 7 years. So I went dancing. I had a great time. And then I walked around Bushwick the next day. So it's like in 2 days, I got like more exercise than I've had in probably 6 months. Yeah, that's probably true, unfortunately, but it is what it is, right? So I met all these Australians. It was very, very funny. So I'm in one of the bars downtown, and these women come in, and we just start chatting. And they were like, we knew we were going to end up talking to you. And I'm like going, okay, that's great. So we did. We ended up chatting. And I have to tell you, one of the girls of the three, so the last few times that I've gone out with some friends that are bringing friends that have the same name as the people that I'm hanging out with. So this has happened now 3 times. And so what I'm doing is I'm calling them the whatever the name is, you know. So it was really funny. So the two girls that I met that are actually in a couple, they're the Anns. So I met the two Anns and then their friend, their other friend Val. So we're all hanging out. We're all chatting. These are the Aussies. I guess I can say their names because nobody knows them anyway here, as far as that goes. They may listen to the show. Who knows? But it was really funny because one of the Anns looks like an ex friend of mine, and so I liked her right away, and it was like she looks like the ex and then ex friend, and she looks like her like 10 years younger, although she's younger than her, but by now this age, but she's a nurse, and they're all into like Botox and all this, you know, facial stuff, and they're all older than me, and they were all celebrating their birthdays, so they came to America to celebrate the birthdays. So one of the aunts is much younger, and then so they're all here in New York celebrating their birthdays, and she's telling me that they're nurses, they're registered, they have their own clinic, and it was very funny. The whole thing was really funny, and I'm like going, "You look really good," you know, because they're telling me how old they are. I'm like, "Wow, you look really good," and it's like, "Oh, Botox," and I'm like going, "Really, really?" So funny. So it was just, they were telling me about this clinic on 57th Street. Oh, you should go and check it out. And I'm like, yeah, 57th Street? I guess you don't know New York that well. I'm not going anywhere near 57th Street and checking out any kind of, not that I'll ever do anything like that. It's funny, my sister-in-law has been talking about this for a while. And I actually have three sister-in-laws. And so two of them, one has been talking about it for a really long time, like, when I hit this age, this is what I'm going to do. And I was like, okay, I'll never do that. And then, you know, and she's always been, like, really up on all of, like, whatever's coming out. Like, she's like a Cosmo queen. And I'm not saying she reads Cosmo, but she knows, like, all the stuff that's going on. So it's always like, oh, when this happens, this happens. And when I get here and this happens, this will happen. And when this happens, I'll do this. And this is the, and blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. And it's really funny. So I was talking to her the other day, and we're talking about, you know, making plans and getting together because she's a school teacher. So she's almost finished working for the summer. So I see them a lot more in the summer than I do in the winter. I'd say that I probably see them maybe once a month, a little bit less than once a month, but from like November through November, December, maybe through January, I see them more than once a month because of all the holidays and I'm always going up. And then the rest of the year, it's like maybe it's a little more than once a month that I'll see them because, again, I go up. So they never come down. And my brothers both work in the city, but they never, ever really stop. One of my brothers used to stop all the time when he got his new job, but now he's too busy and he never stops. And he doesn't even call when he's in town. So, I don't know. It is what it is. And so you get to the next level. So I'm talking to her about making plans for the weekend. And there's a couple of shows that we watch together, sort of like, you know, something to do together. And so we watch these shows. One of them is Orphan Black, you know. So it's the OB show. And now she's ahead of it with, you know, I'm always behind because I'm not always home on the weekends. And I just told you I was out Saturday night. So Saturday night I was out really late. And then Monday night I was out late, Tuesday night I was out late, and now today I have, like, all these plans, but I haven't left, so I'm doing my show, I'm home, so I'm on my home phone, and there's all these things that I have to take care of, because I have two shows coming up, by the way, I have to put the plug in, so one show hangs on June 15th, and the opening reception is June 25th. And then the other show is also going to be hung probably around June 15th. And the soft opening is June 23rd, but the major opening is going to be June 30th. Oh, shoot, June 23rd. I just made a... Oh. You know, I have to tell you, I need to write things down a little bit better. I just realized those are Tuesdays, and Tuesdays are no good. And I just made a reservation for dinner for a friend, and I have to change that now. Oh, how annoying. So my computer's having all sorts of problems, and all the things that I made to make it personal are now gone. So I don't have my screensavers anymore. My desktop is still my desktop, but Well, that's what I can say. All I can say is this is really quite annoying. They're just going to have to take it and. Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Somebody has to just donate a computer to me. Brand spanking new in the box would be nice. That would be great. That's what I would like. I would like that. Yes, please. Yeah. Anyway, so you know, it's funny. Every time I've gone to the Genius Bar, I end up taking my phone, and you know, so they end up doing stuff with my phone. And it's like, I haven't changed my phone over. Everybody has the next phone. So everybody I know either has a 5 or a 6 or the 6X or 6 Plus or whatever they're calling it. And I'm still with the 4. Even my mom has the 6. And so I'm still with the 4. And I have to tell you, it's really funny. Okay, so here's how technology works. First, everything's really big, and everybody wants to downsize. I want the smallest one. I don't want to carry something so big. So they go small, 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 and then technology catches up, and all of the innards get really small, but the technology gets bigger. So now everybody's in the phase where they want bigger, bigger, bigger. And I just love this. So everybody's got, like, the biggest phone on the planet, and I still have this small phone. My phone's a mess. And I have to tell you, I've been painting a lot, thank God, and so I've got stains of paint on my phone. There's nothing I can do. I can't. I just, that's it. It's done. So, yeah, well, what can I tell you? Anyway, so it's just one of these crazy things. So now I'm behind the curve on everything. I need a new computer. My computer's 6 years old. It's a Mac. 6 years is nothing for a PC. A PC usually lasts, what, 10 years? Maybe not. I don't know. Planned obsolescence? Definitely. So I need a new phone. I've needed a new phone for over a year. So I've had this phone, which was replaced and brand spanking new again out of the box, February. So this is the longest I've ever had a phone, but it has more issues than Heinz has beans because every time I try to do something, if it doesn't kick me off, kick me out, or tell me that there's no storage or it doesn't understand something, well, it's just one of those crazy things. Anyway, so there you have it. So I have to tell you, I can't type what's wrong with my computer and talk on the phone with you because I don't even know how to explain what I did. So that's that problem. So I was telling you all these different various stories. So I went dancing. And I have to tell you, it to me, it hasn't been, like, really, really warm. And yesterday I actually wore, I didn't wear shorts, but I wore, like, short pants, like capris, like really short capris. I guess you could call them, like, board shorts. They're really long, but they're not even close to that. They're lime green pants that now look like those taxis that are supposed to be, you know, ecologically friendly and sound. I hate those cabs. They take up all the parking where I am. Everybody parks like an idiot everywhere I go, and nobody has any consideration. And the minute there's any space, instead of being more considerate, they're all more selfish, and they're all like, well, now I have all this space, and nobody ever saves me space, so I'm going to take up all the space. I still never think that way. Whenever I see space, if there's enough room that I can possibly figure another car could get into, I leave space. And then I always get jammed in, but then I always say, I don't care, at least I'm parked. So, oh, I had something really funny I wanted to talk about, speaking about parking in cars. So you go out and you buy a car, and you spend a lot of money on this. It's probably one of the most expensive things that you own, other than your house or whatever. So, and I don't own my own house. So my car is my most expensive possession. And I was parking my car the other day. I was with somebody. Who the heck was I with? Then we were talking about my sister-in-law, maybe. We were talking about new cars. You get a new car, brand new car, right? I know this is going to sound utterly ridiculous, and I have to tell you, it just made me laugh out loud, so I wanted to share it. So you walk away, you park your car and you walk away. You just leave it wherever, right? No, I'm always looking to park my car as close to home as possible, but you can't take it in the house with you. You can't shrink it down and put it in your pocket. I have to tell you, that's technology that I've been thinking about for years, because it would be really nice to shrink it down and stick it in my pocket and have it with me wherever I go, right? But that technology is just non-existent. But the idea of parking your car and just walking away and leaving it wherever, it made me laugh, because all I was thinking, like, you spend all this money and this is your prized possession. I guess this is one of the reasons why people park like asses in a lot of places. They try to leave a lot of space because they don't want anybody else to touch their car. Well, this all, it just makes me laugh. It's all ridiculous, but it makes me laugh. So you just go and you put your car anywhere and leave it. You see how that goes? It's like my most prized possession. I'm just going to leave it on the street. I'm sorry, but that still makes me laugh. It's like the more I think about it, the more crazy it is. So, you know, I guess the ideal way is to have a house with a garage and you put the car in the garage, right? Well, I don't know. I don't have a garage, and I don't think that we ever had a garage. We always had a driveway, and we always had a very long driveway. You know, it's really funny when I think about all these different houses that I've lived in, and I've been in an apartment for a while, and all I'm thinking is, like, I love my apartment. It's a really palatial apartment, but there's still other things that are involved. It's like you hear the people above you, around you. You have, like, no real privacy, right? You can't close your doors and say, I have utter, complete privacy, unless you have a house, right? And then there's nobody above you or below you, and they can't hear what's going on. So if you want to listen to music, I've been listening to music every single night before I go to bed. It's like I put on this it's kind of a meditation thing, and I just let it play. And it makes me very happy. It soothes me. And, you know, so I listen to that before I go to bed every single night now, and I let it play anywhere from an hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours and two and change, 2.5 hours, something like that. It's ridiculous. I know I listen to it for a really long time. And the funny thing is that I'll wake up and hear it, but I'll definitely fall asleep while it's playing. So it's kind of like on again, off again for the time that it's playing until I'm, like, really out. And then all of a sudden I'll wake up somewhere in the wee hours, and I'll realize that it's completely off, that it stopped. And then in the morning, I have to turn off the wireless thing that it's plugged into. So it's actually technically not wireless because it's plugged in. So is it using the Bluetooth? I don't think so. I think it's just because it's directly plugged in. It's plugged in. Yeah, that would make sense, Lisa. Okay, well, I got it. So there you have it. Anyway, so, yeah, just one of those crazy things. Anyway, so I have so many errands to run. It's like I want to get out of the house. I want to go to the studio. I'm working on this new painting, and all I really want to do is go and paint. And I'm like, now I have all these stupid things that I have to take care of, such as my computer, and that's really not making me happy because, well, you know, I could take it to my nephew. One of my nieces was like, just take it to your nephew, and he'll fix it. He'll give you a little, but he'll fix it. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'll do that. But he's got all of his exams right now. You know, he's in high school, and that's what happens. It's like they have all of their regions and all that stuff. So my sister-in-law, she's also kind of crazy. That's why I'm getting very excited for her to be finished with school very soon. So, yeah, that's the story. But it was interesting, you know, you're running around and you're doing all these things, and it's like whoever's around is around, right? So my brother went to Florida, and he's hanging out with my mom. And then my other brother, he's going to, where the heck is he going? I think he's going to Seattle. I think it was Seattle. And then my other brother's going to be going, they're all like all over the place. It's like, I'm usually the traveler, and I'm going nowhere fast these days. Anyway, I've been on a kick trying to sell my artwork, you know, like get it out there, sell it. And, you know, sometimes that works really, really well, and sometimes that doesn't work at all. So I have a lot of people that are saying they're interested. I just, you know, I guess I really shouldn't even go there because it just frustrates me, and I don't need to be frustrated. So let's let that dog sleep. Let's let him lie anyway. So something was going on with my plants, I have to tell you, that they were doing really, really well, and then something all of a sudden, I don't know, it was like, I know that a friend of mine who was into, that used to be a florist, said to me one time, bits die. I love that expression, bits die. And I understand that concept, and you know, I'm not saying it's not true, but I think it's really funny when bits are dying on all plants on all fronts, because, of course, that does not make me happy, because then I think there's something else going on. And so it concerns me, and it makes me worried, and I don't like seeing anything suffer, so seeing my plants suffer makes me unhappy. That was fast, so 90 seconds. So I have to tell you, if you're looking to go and see some really interesting, beautiful gallery spaces, galleries, Bushwick is definitely the place to go. But if you're, and you know, and on a warm day, it's just, it's pretty to drive around there. It looks like there's some really cool restaurants. But my honest opinion, art-wise, I didn't think that the artwork was so spectacular. You know, there were a few people that stood out. And then, you know, I don't want to be the critique. I don't want to be the critic, but I have to say that when I was reading, and then I was talking to another friend of mine, and we were talking about the same thing, he said that what I said is exactly what they're all saying. And who are they? Who are the all? Those are the actual critics. Those are the people that are writing about art and in the magazines and then all the various different, yeah. So apparently I'm spot on with that, but I am still looking for a new space, and I don't know. And I have to say that I went to a fundraiser last night in a gallery in Manhattan. Oh, where was that? In Chelsea. Really gorgeous space. And their backyard, they had a backyard space, an open, it was all concrete, but it was really gorgeous. And that was really nice. It's like, you know, I have to tell you, it's still Manhattan is still the place that you want to have your art. That's what I can say. You know, even though it's parts of Brooklyn are drawing crazy crowds, you know, if the work is not good, I don't know. Maybe I'll still go to Sedona. Who the hell knows? That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, so on that note, I can say thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa of the Lisa Lisa Show. If you know anybody that gets a good discount on Apple products, let me know. I need a new computer. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful day, and have a great weekend.